Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Should you act your age when it comes to exercise? Could the workouts that helped you build your fitness in your 20s and 30s lead to burnout in your 50s? Should we modify our training as we get older? And if so, how? Well, Carl Henry is the man to throw all of those questions at. Indeed, any of your questions about age-appropriate exercise. So please pick up the phone. 0870 32 32 32 is how you can WhatsApp us or text us on 51551 with any of your questions for Carl. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Philip. I hope you're fit and healthy and well, are you?
I'm afraid you'd have your work cut out with me. So tell me, how do we act our age when it comes to exercise?
Yeah, I suppose there's a greater awareness than ever before around exercise and health and aging health. We know that as we get older, we're losing muscle mass. So to act your age and to keep your age and to age better, we know the key thing you need to do is weight-bearing exercise, along with exercise that you enjoy, because chances are weight-bearing exercise might scare you, such as resistance exercise or weight training. People generally go for walking, cycling, running, hill walking, all of those, because they're a little bit more, I suppose, they're easier to get into. But the older we get, we need to move more, as Roseanne Kenny has been saying for a very long time from the Tilda study. And we do. We need to move more as we get older. But the key thing is we need to keep our muscle mass and keep our strength. And I think that people have a greater awareness now around in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I have a client here in her 80s, that you have to stay strong.
Fair play. In her 80s. Wow. What are you doing with her?
Well, she's doing what everyone else is doing. Granted, it's adapted a little bit, but is doing her squats, her lunges. She's using weights. She's using the machines. And the really interesting thing there is that we've seen muscle growth. We've seen bone strengthening. So we can strengthen at any age. And we've been saying this for a very long time.
Come back to the weight training thing. I think there is a vogue once again of actually getting people to pump iron at all kinds of different ages. Is that strictly speaking necessary, Carla? Is the weight of our own body not enough resistance for our muscles?
It absolutely is. The key thing there is any form of resistance training keeps you strong. So this time of year, it's getting colder. People are bringing the logs inside. Well, guess what? That's weight training, because the log is a weight and you're lifting it. Your body is a weight. Or pumping iron in a gym is exactly the same thing. So the body doesn't care how it's challenged. It doesn't care where it's challenged, but it does have to be challenged to stay strong. And that's what we need to do. So, you know, move during the day. So housework, for example, is resistance exercise. The stairs is the ultimate resistance exercise. It's free, it's simple, it's good for your legs, it's good for your core. There's nothing it doesn't do. Parking further away on the way into the office. Like, these are really simple. They call them OTMs, okay? So they're opportunities to move. And we're presented with these every day. I'm presented with them, you're presented with them, your listeners are presented with them. And we ask people to choose more OTMs. So for example, do you take the lift or take the stairs? Do you get off the bus one stop earlier? Do you park further away in the supermarket? These are OTMs that we're all presented with. Do you bring the logs in yourself or get somebody else to do it? Well, do it yourself, because this is going to keep you aging better. It's going to keep you physically and metabolically younger.
But in a more formal exercise setting, do you recommend that people do a push-up instead of picking up a weight? You know, where are people more likely to incur injuries? Is it in using weights, or is it in doing the push-ups and the pull-ups and the chin-ups?
Well, sometimes it's with regards to the level of weight that you're pushing or lifting. So for example, you haven't done a push-up in 10 years and you try and do one after listening to us chat today. Chances are, if you do one on the floor, you may not be able to do it. So you have to adapt it for your fitness level. And if you're in a gym or lifting weights, you have to adapt the weight to suit that. If you lift too heavy, you put yourself at a higher risk factor. We generally recommend people go and see their physio, and they get kind of a like an NCT for the body almost, in terms of let's have a look at what you, you know, where you're strong, where you're weak. If you have a niggle, and this is part of the aging process, if you do pick up a niggle, you need to get that looked at. You need to sort it out. It won't just kind of go away on its own if you continue to exercise. Okay. And that's really important too.
Mary has a niggle. She's 59 years old. She wants to know how she can protect her knees when doing jumping exercises.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so Mary needs to combine the jumping exercises, which I'm assuming is maybe skipping on the spot or jogging or hopping on the spot or something, with some like squats, lunges. If she has concerns around her knees, go to see a physio. The physio will give you very specific exercises to do. But the key thing is that the stronger the muscles around the knee are, they're in the legs and the glutes, the stronger your core is, the better and the lower the impact is going to be on the knees when you do those jumping exercises. Jumping is actually back in fashion. It's a really trendy kind of Vogue thing at the minute. So skipping, bounding, trampolining is really beneficial and really, really good for you. But if you have knee pain, go to a physio and get the physio to have a look at you.
And a squat would probably be better than a star jump in terms of the impact on the joints.
It would, to begin with. It just lowers the impact on the joints. So like a squat or a sit to stand, right? So sitting on a chair, standing up, sitting back down again, the ultimate lower body exercise. It's really simple. That will strengthen your legs. That will help you get up and down off the chair that bit easier. And then if you have any issues around jumping or bounding, that lower impact is absolutely healthier.
Somebody who calls themselves 61-year-old female, good morning, 61-year-old female, wants to know, should I go heavier with free weights or more reps with the same weight using 5 kg at the moment? So more weight, go up above the 5 kg, or just more reps with the 5 kg?
Brilliant question. So a rep is the amount of times you do a movement. For anyone listening in who doesn't know what that is, we generally recommend 15 reps for an exercise. So if you're lifting a weight 15 times, that's what we're looking to do. You choose the weight that you struggle on the last 2 to 3 reps on that exercise. So for example, like, you know, 13, 14, 15 should be hard. And if they're not hard, you go up a weight. And if you're struggling far too early, if you're struggling on rep 5 or 6, well, then it's too heavy. So that's how you know what weight that you should use, whether it's a free weight or whether it's a machine. That's how you gauge the weight. And you do need to struggle. Like a little bit of a struggle is good, right? Because that's what forces us to strengthen. So we do need to challenge our muscles and challenge our body. And that's how you choose the right weight.
And is there any actual difference for your body in terms of going up a weight or just repeating the rep until you're struggling?
There is. You're looking at muscular endurance versus kind of, I suppose, muscular strength and endurance. There's an axis there that you really want. And kind of 15 tends to be the number. You know, that's not to say you couldn't do 25 or 30 squats, but for most people, in around the kind of 15 axis is about right. So you adjust the weight that you're struggling in around that. And then you get the correct amount of endurance kind of and strength at the same time, as opposed to just pure strength, which is lower reps, or pure endurance, which is higher reps.
51551, another text. I'm reading between the lines. Well, I can't read between the lines because there's only one, but I think that this person is looking for confirmation from you, Carl. So maybe you might challenge them a bit more. She says, I am 56. Is badminton and set dancing good for my age?
It's good for any age, and it's a bit of crack. And you know what? It's social, which is brilliant, and it's fun, which is really good. But you need to do weight training as well. Every person listening in, that's what we need to do. We have to do weight training in conjunction with set dancing, badminton, tennis, bowls. It doesn't really matter. We need weight training in conjunction. Those movements on their own won't deliver. They won't help you get old the best way possible. And we want that health span. So it's no, you know, it's no point getting older if you're reducing your range of movement, if you can't do the things you want to do. Your health span is what keeps you doing what you want. And weight training will do that better than any sport, any other activity. It is the gold standard. It's the elixir of aging strength. So for that listener, do your badminton, do your set dancing, but we need to add in weight training exercise as well into your week. Even just one session of half an hour will make a dramatic difference to your bone strength and muscle strength.
Come back to the age-appropriate thing, though. I would be the last person in the world to disagree with Roseanne Kenny when she says that as you get older, you need to be making more time for exercise. Use it or you lose it. But is there a problem in trying to carry on into your 50s those things that you were doing in the gym in your 30s and 40s?
I think what changes, right, is the intensity. And I think that's what you're getting at with regards to that question. And the intensity will generally reduce as we get older. And that is normal. So in your 20s, you know, you're fearless about everything. And you're stronger, too. As you get older, chances are the type of workout you do might change. And that's perfectly normal. it'll be hard. It'll be very difficult for a 6 year old to repeat the same exercise they did when they were in their early 30s or their late 20s. The key thing is, though, you need to keep doing it. So adapt it and change it, but don't give it up all. Don't be afraid of it. There's nothing to fear. You can get the benefits. You can stay strong. You can stay out of hospital. You can stay out of the GPs by just doing exercise and weight bearing exercise. So yes, it adapts as we get older, but it doesn't stop, and that's really important.
Carl, thank you very much. So many more comments I don't have time to get to, but pat on the back to Siobhan, who says, I'm in my 70s, I walk 5k most mornings, but I've been going to a gym since January and the difference is absolutely amazing. And Derry says, I'm 61, male, an active emergency service volunteer, hill walker. I run 40 kilometres minimum per week. I run one or two ultramarathons a year. I ran 127 kilometres of the Wicklow Way last year for my 60th birthday and I feel great. You can be any age, says Derry, the big show off. Thank you very much for that though. 5155.